Welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Lenten Podcasts. This week's podcast is by Dr. Tom Bradley, Faculty Emeritus from the Shippensburg University Special Education Department.
Always begin a project with a prayer to the Holy Spirit for guidance. Did that. And his first action was to fly my mind at the speed of light across the Lenten season and drop it squarely on the Feast of the Ascension. No, I protested. We're doing the readings for Ash Wednesday. The Holy Spirit calmly replied, Tom, check your mind. There in my mind was the memory of a homily from Ascension Thursday, 2003. What a great place to start. You're one great co-podcaster. Thank you, I told my collaborator. You see, that homily by Father Bob Yeo, now the pastor at Divine Redeemer Parish in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, had left a vivid and indelible impression of how great Christ's love for his people is. Father Bob went on to convincingly argue that God's love was not only for his disciples 2,000 years ago, but was also for all persons of all times, including a personal love for you and me. For each one of us, every second of the Lenten season can be a special moment when we can experience the infinite love God has for us, as his love for us flows to us, over us, through us, as it fills us to overflowing. It raises a central question of our personal faith. How do we best show our love for this wonderful, loving God? The readings for Ash Wednesday from the sixth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel lists some of the things that please God. We read there that Lent should be a time for prayer, service to others, and self-sacrifice. However, there's another concurrent theme in St. Matthew's Gospel. That theme addresses why we do what we do. It's clear that our mindset, our attitude, is critically important in pleasing God. St. John of the Cross, a 16th century Carmelite priest, poet, and mystic, may have said it best. Quote, Christians should keep in mind that the value of their good works, fasts, alms, penances, and so on, is based not on quantity and quality so much as on the love of God practiced in them. He goes on to say, Christians should desire in secret that only God be pleased and joyful over their works. End quote. Long ago, early in salvation history, an angel fell from grace because of his all-consuming vanity. His verbal outburst, non serviam, I will not serve, was defiantly shouted into the face of our loving God. Today, here in our contemporary world, you and I know how absolutely necessary it is to dedicate ourselves to unselfish service. We are also told how important it is for us to do our good works in a spirit of humility. Pope John Paul II has said, "The entire Ash Wednesday liturgy spurs us to undertake a resolute journey of personal renewal. Now is a good time for us to begin our personal renewal. When we live our lives for the honor and glory of God, He will be pleased and joyful in our good works. He will see in our actions the sign of contradiction to the fallen angels' vain apostasy. Our prayer will be lovingly whispered in God's ear, Serviam Domini, Serviam. I will serve you, Lord. I will serve you."